Nashville Station, Sophie and Sue for LSG.
Go ahead on two, Sophie.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to first check if you had a good view, and second, also report to you that on step 5, decimal 1, the power switch was on instead of off, so I just wanted to have your go to put it off.
Copy that. Your go to turn it off, and we like the field of view. And also, while I have you, if you had your procedure pulled up on your iPad there, just a note, you can disregard step 5.10. We're going to leave the LSG cover off of the work volume today.
Copy, I understand. Disregard 5.10. So, station on 2, checking in for Mount.
Jessica Huntsville's with you on 2. Thanks so much for volunteering for us. So what we have today is 6 INSPA Auxilion cartridges that are in Merlin 2. That location is GEM-6 in Bravo 2. And those 6 INSPA Auxilion cartridges are currently at +4, so no gloves or anything needed to perform the sample transfer. And you're going to Merlin 5 at GEM-1 Delta 1. How copy?
There are 6 of the Auxilion samples that are going from Merlin 2 to Merlin 5. And is there anything else in there, or is it basically just all the contents that are in that Merlin 2?
That's all the contents for science. There may be some desiccant cartridges in there, but you're okay to leave the desiccants. Just grab the Auxilion cartridges. It might be good to grab a DCB or something just so you can contain all the samples at once, but we'll leave that up to you.
Okay, sounds good. I can go do that now. Thank you.
And that's perfect. And we do have a backup location just in the off chance that Merlin 5 is too full. Just give me a call back and I'll read it up to you.
All right, I will do. Thanks. I'm still station on 2 for Merlin.
With you on 2.
Transfer those contents. I did notice that the locker power is still on, of course, so just wondering, like for locker 5 and express rack 4, if you would like me to turn that off since that's not working. I also noticed that the payload circuit breaker is indeed open, but then I saw that that's the case for the other functional Merlins as well, so I'm sure, I assume that's expected.
All right, Jessica, thanks for all the info. We're actually going to leave that switch in the on position, so when we're ready to start repowering that unit from the ground, it's ready to go.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And thank you for the transfer.
You're very welcome.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Sergey and PK-4.
Morning, Munich. With you on 2?
Доброе утро, Sergey. We see you in Columbus, and thank you for adjusting the video. That works great for the folks here. Thank you for that.
Happy working with you.
So, station on 2 for an LSG question.
Go ahead on 2.
So one question remaining from yesterday when I was cleaning up, I was just, you know, Dylan was just talking me through all the last steps of the procedure, and I did wipe out the sleeves, but I noticed in the procedure that it actually said to replace the sleeves with a different pair, and I did not do that, so I was just wondering if that's something that you guys wanted me to do before this afternoon's activities, or if I can just use the same ones that are in there that I used yesterday.
Copy, Jessica. That's a good question, but luckily you're going to use the same sleeves from yesterday, so no need to perform a swap.
Okay, yeah, I assume that was the case, but just wanted to double-check. Thank you.
Phil Station, Jackson 2, FHM Cam 2, set up for ADCEP. You're welcome aboard.
Jack Council's with you on 2. We see the video and like the field of view. Thanks. And Jack Council's with you on 2. We couldn't quite make out that label. Would you mind showing it to us again real quick, please? And that's perfect. Thank you. Copy. Okay.
Cell station, Jack. On 2, I've got node cam 1 set up. That'll work to the 2 for you.
And Huntsville, copy, Jack. We're getting node 2 cam 1 routed real quick, and we'll let you know if we need any adjustments.
Awesome. And I've got cleanup kit serial number 26257.
Copy, 26257. That's a good serial number.
Munich Station, Jackson 2. I can give you 2 minutes if you need something quick.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for picking up. Yeah, we think this may take no lower than 2 minutes. Sergei's TK4 activity earlier. The folks here on the ground are having some trouble viewing the screen on the laptop screen via VCA2 in Columbus due to some light reflection. Would you be able to go into Columbus and tilt that laptop screen down slightly?
Jack Hunsel's back with you on 2. The view looks good.
Substation Jack's on 2. And step 6.1 of that step says to remove the fluid loop bag with the same alpha numerical label as the Focusets. The Focusets Lima 2 and the fluid loop bag with the serial number from the storage note has the number 1 on it. Are you guys happy with that, or do you want something different?
We're happy with that, Jack. Sorry about the procedure confusion.
Hey, no worries, present. Cell station Jack's on 2 for video review in step 7.14.
Jack, Hunsel's with you. We're ready for the video review. That looks good. Give us just a second to confirm with the PD. All right, Jack, thanks for the good view. PD confirms everything looks great. So you go to press.
Good press. Thanks very much.
Jack, video review looks good for us. Thank you.
And this is the only filter set that I'm doing today, right? There's not a couple more?
Affirm, Jack, just the one today.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2, and step 10.1, I'm installing Focuset serial number 32104, labeled Lima 2, into Module Alpha.
And Huntsville copies, Jack. It's good readback. Go to press.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Optimus.
Go ahead, Jack. Hey, Houston, this is Chris on 2 for Optimus. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that we're having a weird Optimus issue where some of the crew constraints are not showing up in our tablet Optimuses. Particularly the lap shutter closed one is not showing up on several of our iPads even after we're refreshing it, but it seems to be showing up on the SSDs and on other people. So I don't know if that's, I'm assuming that's the only one since everything looks good, but if you guys could just help us out by reminding us if there's any particular constraints that we should watch out for. Another one I'm wondering about is T2 constraints, if we have those right now.
And Chris, the only thing else would be no unisolated exercise from 0800 to 1800, but thanks for bringing that to attention with the tablet.
Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. Thank you for confirming that. And yeah, it just was worrisome for us that it, like, Optimus appears to be loading correctly, but it's not showing, and it's showing crew constraints, but not all of them, which, yeah, it's pretty worrisome.
Yeah, that is interesting, and we'll note that and try to get to the bottom of why it's doing that.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And station Jacks, or sorry, Huntsville station Jacks on 2 for ad set cleanup. Looks like we're all set. Do you guys have anything else?
Nope, nothing else from us, Jack. Thanks for your hard work. Glad that you got done here about an hour early.
Smooth, good procedure. I appreciate the help this morning. You guys have a good rest of your day.
And Jack, while I got you, real quick, we're working on getting HRIP2 rack activated just a little bit early. Once that's done, you'll be good to perform your next HRIP activities on your timeline at 10:25. We can give you a call when we're ready for those if you'd like, just to provide you some more flexibility in your day.
Sure, let's plan on that.
Sounds good. I'll give you a call probably here in about 30, 45 minutes.
Munich Station, Cynthia 2 for Earth, China.
Meetings with you on 2, Sophie. Bonjour.
So on step 1.A, that was 306. The window selected was window number 6. And the distance between the camera lens and the window panel was about 2 centimeters.
Copy, Sophie. We've noted all. Thanks for letting us know.
Welcome.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and HRF.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2 for HRF.
Jack, just letting you know, we got HRF2 activated, so we'll go for your 10:25 activities at your convenience.
So I'm going to put that in work. Thanks. So, station just on 2, I've got cold cam set up. You're welcome on board for the firmware update. That's your.
And Jack Huntsville's with you. That view's looking good. Thanks.
So, station Jack's on 2 for centrifuge.
Jack, in terms of what that 90 has to do with the connection, yes, we'll take about 15 minutes to get updated. I can give you a call back ready for the next thing.
Huntsville station, broken, barely readable. I think you said that you guys see a good connection, which is the question I was going to ask. Can you just verify that's what you said?
That's a firm, Jack. Apologies. I had just gone to blow my nose and put my mic up, so that's why I was broken. I can confirm we have good communication status. I said that in about 15 minutes we should see completion for the firmware update. I'd give you a call back for your next activity.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Thanks very much. Stand by.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and HRF at your convenience.
Jack's on 2 for HRF.
Jack, it's got to be some kind of record or something, but HRF is already done with their commanding, so we're ready for your 1055 GMT activity.
The HRF team is off, and I'm into the 1055 activity.
Tuba Station, Sophian 2 for CBEF.
Good morning, bonjour, Sophie. You have a go on step 1.1.
Hey, good morning, and bonjour, bonjour. Thank you for a go, step 1.1, and just as a heads up, I'm still looking for the humidifier fan unit, and as soon as I have it, I will do the camera settings.
Copy the situation. Thank you very much for the report.
Station Jack's on 2 for stowage.
And Houston's with you on Space Ground 2.
Okay, copy. I'm hopping into some Dragon stowage here. We are unpacking the airlock today. Start to anyway. And in step 5601, I'm grabbing this 8.0 CTB 5002. And it happens to be pretty far deep in the airlock, so I'm going to unpack a lot of the airlock to get at it, to do this step. So two big picture questions. One, does it matter what order we do these bags that are in the airlock as we're unpacking them? And two, if it does matter the order, no big deal. Maybe is it possible for you guys to provide a list of, like, when I repack the airlock of back to front of, like, I'd like to only unpack the airlock once, so the stuff that we're not going to use first, you know, I'll put in the back, and the stuff we're going to unpack sooner, I'll put in the front so we don't have to dive in each time. Is there a way that you guys can simplify the stow track into like a back-to-front list of the airlock CQDs that we're going to get into? That will be the most verbose comm call I make all expedition.
We enjoyed a verbose comment. And, we're talking about how we're going to accommodate that, and we'll get back to you shortly with an answer.
Okay, and if it's not possible, it's not possible. I'm just going to start working at getting back towards that 8.0 now.
Copy. We'll give you a call when we have more words.
Thank you kindly.
Station Sophian 2. Duncan 2 is ready for downlink.
Thank you, copy. Tacoma copies.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and airlock destowage. Houston on 2 for Jack.
Hey, Houston stations, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, to address your questions, first we wanted to make sure it was clear that even though your next item is at 8.0 and 56.01, you don't have to work through that unpack first. As you grab the stowage, getting to it, you can disposition each one of those as you go. And if we understand you correctly, I think that should alleviate the concern you have about having to repack the airlock.
I think that's generally true. What's your sense of, like, we're unpacking the, I mean, there's got to be 15 plus bags here, right? We're packing all of those as part of this airlock gun stow, or just a smaller subset of them, or what?
Okay, that is a fair question. So ISO is going to take a little time to look at it again and verify that, that everything that may be between you and 8.0 can be dispositioned, or is there certain ones that you want to only grab? So let ISO look at that, and we'll get you an answer.
Okay, and the first four that are in my way, so these are the ones that would be best dispositioned first here. There's a 4.0, 5066, a 4.0, 5035, a 2.0, 5054, 2.0, 5047. And if those are all on an unpack list, then I'll just do those first if ISO's happy with that.
Yeah, we will be happy to look at those right now and give you confirmation. They're good to be dispositioned.
That's a big help. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Stowage.
Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, a little more information, and before I get into CTB numbers, the big picture objective in the airlock right now is to get the bigger ones out first. So that's why we had the 8.0 in there, and then we're going after the 4.0s. The two 4.0s you mentioned, yeah, those are fair game for you to process now. The 2.0s, we did not want you to process those since it's a smaller volume. We can also offer up two more 4.0s, 5044 and 5054.
Okay, that makes pretty good sense to me. So I'm going to work on 5066 now, and then those other three 4.0s, I'll get to, and then I'll pass that along to the crew. The way the airlock is situated now, if we do those four 4.0s, we'll be able to get the 8.0 out. So we'll leave the 2.0s around, we'll do the four 4.0s, and then we'll look at that 8.0. I think that's actually pretty helpful. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you bet. And if it's helpful, the step numbers for those four 4.0s are 57 through 60.
57 through 60. Awesome. Thanks very much. Houston Station, checks on 2 for Stow Check, line 59.08.
Go ahead, Jack.
The ISS WAP out of its cushion will not fit into 2.0 JSL CTD serial number 4135. I could take it out of the cushion. I could find an alternate location for it. What are your thoughts?
Checking. Jack Houston on 2 was an answer regarding the WAP.
WAP may have it.
So you can remove the WAP from the foam cushion. And we are checking on a location where you can stow that foam cushion. We're thinking it's going to be in the foam cushion CTB, but we're looking for that.
Okay, so I'll unload the WAP, put the WAP into the 2.0, and then we'll do something else with the foam.
Correct.
Houston Station, check on 245909. Do you guys have a CTB number for the gathered 2.0 CTB SpaceX 34 Food 1?
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and WAP update.
For Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, regarding 59.09, so that CTV would have come out of the 8.0, and assuming you haven't got there yet, which is fine, so what you can do is just grab a CTV 2.0 from the pantry and just let us know what the serial number is for that.
Okay, I've taken 2.0 CTV serial number 5010 and labeled it Gathered SpaceX 34 Food Number 1, and I'll put it on starboard 1 of the PMM.
Okay, and update on the question you had before regarding the WAP, and we had previously told you you could separate it from its cushion. Sorry to say that was wrong information we gave you. Those two need to be remated together. Kept stow the WAP with its cushion, and we're going to get you a stowage location for it. Sorry about that.
Okay, I will remate the WAP and its styrofoam companion, and I will temp stow it next to that 2.0 was supposed to go in 1.1 in the PMM. so I can keep on stowing this 4.0 and then stow the 4.0 if that will work for you.
That works. Thank you, Jack.
Houston Station Supreme Super Stowage.
Houston's with you on two, Sophie.
Question for stow track row 60.60.07. The gathered 1.0 CTB full of wet whites, it is supposed to go in the final location, node 3, aft 5, but it's a VSR, and so I would need an indication. So I looked, and node 3, aft 5, underscore delta has one spot available for this. Should I put this into this node 3, aft 5, delta?
Sophie, we're checking. Sophie, Houston on two.
Houston Station, I heard just my first name in the previous call before the handover. There was a message, but yeah, go ahead. I'm with you on two.
Yep, I should have looked up. I walked right into a handover. But the location at the node 3 F5 underscore delta is a good location.
Good news. Thank you.
Houston Station, checks on two for line 5902.
Houston is with you on two.
Do you have any problem if I take these four green ice bricks? I put them into a mesh bag as part of the step 59. There's a bunch of mesh bags of ice bricks over in Jam 10 stowed right now. Can I just consolidate green ice bricks with light green ice bricks, or do we need to keep them separated depending on where they came from? I ask because we're kind of running short on mesh bags.
Okay, we copy. We are checking.
Thanks.
Station Houston on two for Jack.
Jack's on two.
Jack, we confirmed consolidating the ice bricks is a good plan to go forward with.
Okay, we can consolidate like ice bricks in like ice brick mesh bags. Awesome, thank you.
Good read.
So Station Jack's on two for centrifuge checkout.
We're with you on two, Jack.
Min step 2.16. I've got protocol 0 active. The timer's counting down. I waited the 15 seconds while the spin ramps up. I didn't really hear anything. It was pretty loud back here. I didn't hear like a spin ramping up or anything, but I definitely didn't hear a noise like something's loose. The screen looks like everything is normal. Just want to make sure that that spin ramping up shouldn't have been distinctive. Okay, disregard. I now have in addition, I have an error screen, error number 6, RPM error, can't reach speed on the display.
Okay, we've got Jack on error 6. ATRF is looking into it. We'll get back with you in just a second.
Yep, I'm standing by.
Station Huntsman on 2 for Jack. We're back with you.
Go for Jack on 2.
All right, so from HRF, they're saying you should hit OK to clear the error message and then go to step 2.9 to manually spin the centrifuge counterclockwise.
Okay, I've acknowledged the error code. I'm going back to step 2.9. I'll work that, and then work forward from there.
That's a good readback. Press through the procedure from 2.9. Thanks, Jack.
Huntsville Station from Jack. Roughly the same outcome here. I spun it counterclockwise, checked protocol 0, put it in run, went 15 seconds. I did not hear a specific like spin-up sound, and the step time is still counting down.
Okay, Jack, we're hearing that HRF has good telemetry. Give us just a second to look into forward steps.
Okay, standing by.
And Jack Huntsville's back with you. At this time, I think HRF is just going to take some time to look at the centrifuge and try to figure it out on their end. You're going to head back to your timeline.
Okay, and just so we're on the same page, I'm going to close the door for step 2.17 before I leave it.
And that's it from.
Okay, that's complete, and holler if you need me to come check again.
Copy all. Thanks for your help.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Sure.
Hey, Jack, we have an answer for you for the WAP and its cushion that would not fit in 4135. An alternate CTB is going to be number, it's a 2.04024 in the same location that 4135 was, which is TMM port 1, Black Bay.
All right, alternate locations, 2.0, serial number 4024 in port 1 on the PMM. I'll have a look. Copy.
Station 252 for Manchester, sir.
Bonjour, Sophie.
Hey, bonjour.
Hey, what can we do for you?
I was just wondering if you could confirm that safing is complete.
And Sophie, safing is complete, so you are go in step 2.1.
Hey, go step 2.1, thank you. Houston Station, Sophie M2 for Brian Brother.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Looking for your go in step 2.15.1.
And Sophie, you are go. Safing is in place for 2.15.1.
We go in 2.15.1. Station Sophie on 2 for Brain Bladder.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Serial number of the new one that I'm installing right now is serial number 131.
Thank you very much. We copy 131.
That's a good readback. From Sophie M2, Brian Bladder QD is mated. And first test complete.
Copy all. Thanks, Sophie. And Sophie, if I still got you, you are go to start your recycle tank drain at your convenience.
Houston, from Sophie M2, I understand from your previous go that step 2.4, safing is complete.
Affirmative, Sophie. 2.4. Is go, saving is complete in step 1.
Copy. Send from Sophie and 2.
Go ahead on 2.
UPA is configured for recycle tank drain, and you are go to proceed with commanded drain.
Copy all, and work. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack at your convenience.
Houston and station, Jack's with you on 2.
Hey, Jack, I got a follow-up question about the green ice blocks that you consolidated earlier. We're looking into it, and we're tracking there should be purple, white, and silver ice blocks in that location in the gym. And so if you don't mind, could you, at your convenience, just give us an idea of the quantity of ice blocks that we have in which color and where they are in the gym?
Your intuition and deep knowledge of IMS is correct in this case. There were no green ice blocks in mesh bags in the gem. I thought there were, but there weren't. They are all attempts to...
We're going into a handover, Jack.
Description of what's in the gem.
Jack, I'm sure that was a great report you just gave me. However, we were in a short handover. Would you mind repeating your last?
It's gone to the other. It's the answer to life, the universe, and everything, and now it's lost.
Not again.
Your intuition and deep knowledge of IMS is correct. There was no green ice bricks in mesh bags in the gym, but there were a bunch of half-filled white, silver, and purple ones, like you said. So I combined two white ones into a single mesh bag and use the newly empty mesh bag for the green ones, and then return my extra mesh bag to the mesh bag pantry, which is desperately low. And so those mesh bags are all temp stowed, gem deck 1, gem deck 2, next to the temp stowed coal bags. I can give you more specific numbers and details if you guys need them.
Jack, that's a great report. Thank you. No additional information needed.
So...
So, station on 2 for Dunkirk.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm running a little bit early. I was just double-checking. It was a good time for me to go ahead and get that sample out of Malfi and then get into the glove box and then checking. I'm assuming I'll be on 4 since Chris is going to be working right next to me on 3.
And, Jessica, we are ready to support. Yes, you will meet Cianchini on space to ground 3. Go back 4.
Hey, Chris is using 3 for his checks activity. I would be on 4.
Affirm, yeah, you'll be on 4. Sorry, I misspoke.
Hey, no worries. I will talk to Cianchini on 4. Thank you. Until station Sophie on 2 for NanoRex.
We're with you on 2. Sophie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So
I did replace move to camera number one because it was the most convenient on this port NWA. Is it okay for you?
And that's fine, Sophie. Give us just a moment and we'll get it routed and I'll let you know if the view's good.
Okay, thank you.
The station has gone 50 down to first Sophie. That's a great view. Copy, thumbs up.
Thank you.
And Sophie, we need you to open that
blue clamp. From Sophie, I just now see the blue clamp, so I was thinking the clamp was already open, but we had two, and so it was the green one probably opened yesterday by Chris. So now I'm going to open the blue clamp and do this thing.
Copy, Sophie. And have full copy, Sophie.
Okay, come on, it's good one.
Зажали, все хорошо?
На пульте абонента мы в МИН-2 зажали клавишу, мы сейчас в МИН-2 находимся.
Да, вот именно это я и хотел уточнить. Спасибо, все отлично.
И хотел сказать, что мы начали работать по 2.11, выполнили первый шаг и выполнили второй шаг. Сейчас работает по шагу третьим.
Принято. Сергей, вы, в принципе, должны будете подстыковать шлемофоны и медпояса через рукав. То есть одну перчатку, возможно, удобнее правую снять и через рукав подстыковывать шлемофоны и медпояс, чтобы дверь можно было закрыть.
Да, так и сделаем, Геннадий, когда дойдем до этого шага, да.
Thank you.
далее по шагу седьмому. По два. Два в положении. Положение закрыто. Да.
Вентили закрыты.
Да, вентили ПК крем закрыты.
Да, закрыты.
Наполнил блок динамика. Все, станешь?
Да, включу.
Отлично. На пол включить. Тофандер 1-2. Так, пол. Так, а у меня... У тебя есть? Ага, у меня есть. Отлично.
Да, есть.
Так.
Утечка горит.
Загорелась
утечка. Да. Ага. Звук также слышал.
Окей. И отключить блок динамиков. Два. Два.
Звук. БТ отключаю.
БТ отключить.
Отключим.
Сеанс и связи. Проверка связи по электрофалу.
Цупашквы. Да, мы вас слышали. Верим, что вы дошли до проверки связи по фалу. Ну, проверяем, как вы нас слышите через шлемофоны.
Изумительно, очень четко и чисто.
Аналогично, так же хорошо слышу.
Тогда включаем основные вентиляторы, основные насосы и тумблер питания у вас в борту стоит.
Так точно, так, то, что тумблер питания стоит борт, включаем основной вентилятор, основной насос первого, второго.
Принято.
Включаем.
Принято.
И на первом также есть. Отбиваем. Так, по шагу 11 гемокран положение отключить. Отключил. Блин, это я тоже отключил.
Инжектор не горит.
Инжектор не горит. Так, и подожди. Да, здесь инжектор не горит. Да?
Не горит.
Переводим баллон в основной.
Баллон в основной.
Переведем. На первом также переведем. И... Дало сигнализация ПО-2 основной.
То есть также на основном есть основной.
Так, бортколодку отстыковать от СК по шагу 13. Сейчас водопады.
Ох-ох-ох, долонуло.
Так, сейчас. Так, первое отстыково, второй отстыково. Так, заглушки. А, бортколодку сразу можно к заглушке поставить. И ВРК закрываем красный. Доденешься? Закрыт. Далее готовы выполнить действие по шагу 14. Проверка БСС.
Вы вращайте ручку, я смотрю телеметрию и буду говорить, когда она сработает дальше. Просто и вы дальше переводите.
Принято. Текущее положение О2 закрыто. Перевел на дуф.
Дальше.
Дальше.
Перевел проверку герметичностью.
Дальше.
Дальше.
Дальше. Сброс иска переведен.
Дальше.
16-го шага отработали.
Принято. Ну, если я правильно понял, по телеметрии мы не видели. Резервный вентилятор и резервный насос включите.
Нет, еще не включали, сейчас включим. На 6 включено. На 7 также включено.
Принято. Сейчас мы посмотрим телеметрию. Отключаем резервные вентиляторы и насосы.
Отключаем. Отключено. На скафандр 6 и 7.
Принято. Утверждаем по телеметрии. Шаг 17 выполняем.
Принято, работаем по 17 шагу. Экран положение инжектор.
Инжектор.
Положение инжектор есть. И баллон резервный.
Резервный установлено.
Отлично, установлено. Ручки чепухов, третье положение.
Третье положение.
Третье положение. Так, отключить.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm config at your convenience.
I'm still Station Jackson 2 for Rhodium.
We're with you on 2, Jack, and we're ready for Rhodium.
I'm not exactly sure where it is. Can you tell me where in the lab I'm taking photos of?
And Jack, it is connected at Lab Overhead 6. It's a tan box of plants. It's right above your head.
All right, I see it. I will configure Lab Cam 2.
Thanks. We're ready and watching. Jack Hunsel's with you on 2. The view is good.
Any guidance, Hunsel, on the type of pictures you want? Just a couple angles, some flash, or anything in particular?
Checking. Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Jack. Figure 2 is a really good reference, and if you need to, you can rotate it per step 3.2 in the if statement. The goal is to get the plant and the root structure in the photos.
copy, Alpha.org.
And Jack Huntsville's watching, and that's perfect, and Rodian's really happy with that. They said they were very happy with Chris's first set of photos, and we think he gave you some tips, so keep doing what you're doing.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2. Did the rhodium modules need to, or chambers need to be in a particular orientation up here on the wall?
Checking. And Jack, negative orientation does not matter.
Okay, copy. I just went through and took one of each, and I see now it's at 3.2, and it says take three of each. So I'm going to run through again and take two more of each one.
Copy. We appreciate your attention and detail.
Huntsville Station from Jack. Those rhodium science photos are on serial number, card serial number 1047, and they're being uploaded on SSC7.
We copy all, Jack, and thanks for the serial numbers.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline at your convenience.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, I got two things for you. First, for your upcoming Yid of A changeout, you are go in step 3.1. And second, I got a question about some of the stowage you did earlier when you're ready for that.
And I'm go in step 3.1 of the Yid of A swap, and go with your stowage questions.
All right. In step 56.05, we asked you to gather an empty 2.0 CTB and label it SpaceX 34 Food 1. And then additionally in that step, we asked you to load it with some food bobs. And we were wondering if you completed both parts of that step. It was unclear from your crew comment. You said it was gathered out of order. But we also know that the 8.0, where the food bobs were coming from, was kind of inaccessible.
Yeah, that's a great catch. I was trying to stay ahead of the fact that I gathered it in a different step, but I did not put the food bobs from the 8.0 there. So I guess I should just uncheck that step. What do you guys think?
That's exactly what we were thinking. Yeah, if that 8.0 is inaccessible, don't worry about knocking it out right now. Just uncheck it for us, and we can move on.
Okay, so I'll uncheck it. That 2.0 is gathered, obviously. It's in one starboard one, and that crew net, I'll make sure the crew net reflects that on that set.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and an action in Biolab.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey Chris, thanks for picking up the call. So we have noticed a saturation of the cold spot sponge in the Biolab, and this could lead to water condensation and a possible failure of electronics. So we would kindly ask you to perform a sponge cartridge exchange. We have the XTP ready and a storage location for whenever you're ready.
Ready to copy and happy to do it.
And that sounds great, Chris. So the storage location is in Columbus 1 Deck 3. So there is a CTB with serial number 41903, and this contains a dry sponge, which will be used.
Copy. Columbus 1 Deck 3, CTV 41903, contains a dry sponge.
Great copy, Chris, and it's 0.5 CTV, just to be more specific. And the XTP is 2.571, Biolab TCS sponge cartridge.
That it's 0.541903, and the procedure is 2.571 Biolab sponge cartridge. Kind of just to confirm, it's 2.571 Biolab TCS sponge cartridge exchange during experiment XTP.
And Chris, affirmative. Yeah, that is the correct one.
Copy that. I will get started on that momentarily.
That sounds great. And Chris, just one delta, just be aware that amongst the items, there is no cold spot seal needed. Sorry, can you say that one more time?
AFM, amongst the items, there is no cold spot seal needed.
Copy that, no cold spot seal needed.
Stand station, checks on 2 for the Yetive changeout. Step 3.3, serial number of the new Yetive is 1514.
That's a good serial number, thanks.
Houston station checks on 2.
The urine transfer compressor hose is connected to the Badassa Don Lenny on the Yetive number 1514.
That's a good config, thanks, Jack.
Station Huntsville on station ground 2 for Jack, that's a good field of view. Copy, okay. And for your heads up, the cube that you're removing from Paul right now, you're going to be installing into Mambo in your next activity. It took me a minute when I read it, so I figured I'd just go ahead and let you know that.
Huntsville station checks on 2 for Paul.
We're with you, Jack.
Thanks for that comment about the Mambo. I was puzzling through that, and that makes sense. But here in step 2.1, the LED is green, not white.
Copy, double-checking for you. And you can push the green button until it will slowly turn, it'll flash and then turn white.
Okay, that makes sense. It works.
And Jack, we see that. Is it a screw?
That's a bolt hex head came out of the left black T-handle.
And we copy, and we'll check, if you don't mind, to just temp stow that for now.
Okay, I'll temp stow, how do I pull the spine? Do I just pull on it really hard for the second spine section to come out in 4.3?
And you can pull on the right T-handle. I'm just making sure that you don't pull it all the way out. We want to just get it out just enough that you can remove the cube. And, Jack, you can use both T-handles at the same time.
A lot of force, a little force. Okay.
And, Jack, you can pull pretty hard.
The XQ note says removing both BMW-02 cube, but they are not labeled that way. I have, they're both labeled 5 Space Tango picture, and the it says 9U cube lab. Okay, now I see if you're going to remove both BMW-02 on the right one.
Copy, Jack. That is the correct one. And, Jack, once you're complete with that, if you want to try to reinstall that bolt on the T-handle, if you can tell where it came from, you're going to do that. Copy, okay.
Put that bolt back in the T-handle. I'll probably have to go get a tool, taking it down. Do you guys kind of want it finger tight in there or torque to a value or what?
Finger tight is fine. We're checking on a torque value and just confirming that is the center bolt that holds the T-handle into the spine.
It is the center bolt. It doesn't look long enough that it goes all the way in, but there's threads in there, so it might be holding it in. But it is the center bolt. I'm not exactly sure if it's holding the whole T-handle on or not.
We copy.
Cell station, Jackson 2. I've got that bolt in the left T-handle finger-tight with a 3/16 hex head. Do you want me to sit tight if you guys want me to torque it, or do you want me to push the spine back in and then reapply power to the rack.
We copy. Stand by one. And, Jack, while we're checking on this, you can go ahead and push the spine in, close the door, and then go do Mambo, and we'll come back. Hopefully we'll have a torque value for you, and you can power it back on. Station Huntsville on station ground 2 for Jack, and we see
Houston,
the Mambo's
sorry, Huntsville station, Jack's on 2 and step 8. The Mambo is powered back on. You're go for telemetry checks.
We copy, Jack. And for the torque value on the Paul hex bolt, we'll need it torqued to 7.5 inch-pounds. And you'll need a 5 to 35 inch-pound torque driver with a 5-millimeter hex drive socket.
Okay, 7.5 inch-pounds with the 5-millimeter hex head. I will do that.
good readback. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, checks on 2. That bolted call 3 is retorque 7.5 inch pounds, and call 3 is powered on.
We copy, Jack, and we are seeing in our MAMO facility that we're not getting good telemetry from the cube you've installed, so we'd like you to power it down, pull it back out, push it back in further, and then repower if you don't mind.
It'll work.
Station on spawn 2 for Jack. We copy that view. Thank you for letting us see the unit. And Jack, the payload was connected well to the tray. We think it's that connection that's on the back left of the tray that's actually going into the unit, but that's where it's not connected.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2. A good satisfying click as it went in. I'll give it one more push to make sure it's all the way seated, but it sounded the same way before, so anything else you want me to check before closing the door?
Negative, Jack. Hopefully this will work, and we'll let you know as soon as we have the telemetry. And once you've got this powered up and you go to your HRF activity, if you don't mind, we need a couple minutes of your help with the laptop if we can tread on your good graces just a little bit more today. Copy, okay. Just give us a call when you're done with HRF.
Spell Chris on a 2 for Auxilium.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I've got some free time, and I was wondering if there's any chance of getting started on that Auxilium early. I'm also happy to help with the laptop if you need it.
Checking. Sensation Hunt Song, Chris. We will take you up on the laptop thing while we check on the Auxilium. If you're ready, you can go and float on over to Columbus Forward 2.
Columbus Forward 2. I'm headed over. So Chris is at Columbus Forward 2.
And Chris, the AMS laptop 02 should be somewhere at this location, and we just need a hard power cycle.
Copy. I've got the AMS laptop, and I will give it a hard power cycle.
Thanks for your help.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. The AMS laptop has been power cycled. I see the desktop popping back up. So I was going to go ahead and close the lid if that works for you.
From Chris, and thanks for your help. And you have bunny ears. Copy, okay. And Jack, if I'd known that laptop was directly above your head, I would have asked you sooner. Sorry.
And actually, one question. The background, the desk, the AMS sort of, okay, I think the monitor is just being a little bit funny. Like, depending how you tilt it, either it shows a screen or it doesn't, even when it's open. But everything looks like it's come back alive.
We copy. Thanks for that info, Chris. And you are go for Auxilium.
Copy, go for Auxilium. I'll get that started. Thank you.
So the station, Sophie and 2 for recycled and drain.
Hey, Sophie. Two things for you. You are go in step 7 for your recycle tank drain. But additionally, earlier when you were doing your brine processor assembly activity, the odor containment bag that you used, we'd like at least the last 4 digits of the barcode from that bag, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Copy. I'll do this right away, and then I understand go in 7-1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ethan from Sophie, I'm ready to give you the full barcode.
We are ready for it, Sophie.
28-6267 Juliet.
All right, I copy 28-6267 Juliet. Merci.
Damn, that's a good readback. Ethan from Sophie for UP configuration.
Go ahead on 2.
On step 7-5, the UPA fill drain valve's position is in process position, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port is connected to the urine transfer compressor hose.
And Sophie, that is a good config. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Auxilium, step 1.6.
We're with you on two, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check. What exactly is the print window? Is it the thing on the auxilium cartridge that says lens do not touch? And is that what you want me to cover with tape?
Checking. Station Hunt on Station Ground 2 for Chris and auxilium.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, we are still checking. Our PD has checked off console, so we're having to give him a call. We're not able to figure this out by pictures, so I just wanted to let you know it's probably going to be about 5 more minutes.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I figured that it seems like it's that lens on the front of it, but I'm not familiar with that nomenclature, so I figured I would check before putting tape over it. Someday it says don't touch.
And we really appreciate it, and we're going into a 1-minute LOS and potentially some Radicom.
Copy. One quick question for the LOS. The next cartridge is actually very hard and has a lot of resistance to push in. Do you want me to keep pushing, or is there something we should do to troubleshoot that?
We copy you're getting a lot of resistance, and we'll ask that question while we're on the phone with them. Chris Huntsville's back with you, so it is the lens. You are correct. That's where you do need to place the tape. Still checking on the amount of force.
Copy that. And, yeah, so there's kind of some guides or grooves on the right-hand side that it slides in, like on the side opposite the plunger. And for whatever reason, this cartridge seems like it's really getting stuck in those grooves and not sliding in nicely like other cartridges have in the past.
We copy.
Huntsville Station checks on to have the Mambo telemetry come out.
Good news, Jack. We have good connectivity to that cube. Thanks for your help.
Awesome. Glad to hear. I will retire the camera then.
And Huntsville, Chris on 2. I kind of tried a couple times with a little bit of wiggling, and I finally got it to kind of slide in, but there's definitely a fair bit more friction for this cartridge than the prior cartridge and ones I've done in the past.
We copy. Glad you were able to get it in, and sorry we didn't get you an answer sooner, but you're amazing, all of you.
No worries. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to do something that would make it super hard for the person who has to take it out, but it seems like it'll come out with a little bit of wiggles.
Copy. And we were going to give you the go to use force, so we were trying to get an estimate on how much, but glad you were able to get it in there.